he and I are at the doctor's waiting with two of them, and he's holding one and I'm holding one, and feeding time comes around. Dad takes the bottle out of the bag, right, and he's got one of the babies asleep on his lap, and I'm holding the other baby, little Lamar. So Dad takes the bottle out, little Lamar begins to whine and reach for the bottle in my lap. And I'm thinking, of course he's going to just give him the bottle, because that's what you do. And he says, that won't work, you know, Dad says, so you might as well stop. He says to this, you know, eight-month-old, and I'm thinking, oh, no, now we're going to have a big crying fit, because that's what a baby in my family would do, right? You scream until you get the bottle. But little Lamar just sits there, you know, concentrating totally, you know, a Zen thing on this bottle while his dad keeps reading a car magazine. And big Lamar says, Saturn's getting to be a good buy. Yeah, I say, concentrating on the bottle, too. Engines made by Toyota, I didn't know that. I thought it extraordinary. Babies in my family would have been screaming bloody murder by then. But little Lamar just sat looking at the bottle, glancing from time to time at his dad's face. When he started to let out a little whine, Lamar said, ah, 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 and he stopped. Spoiled baby in me was screamed, thinking, oh, give it to him, for God's sake. In a few minutes, he did. Little Lamar accepted the bottle, examined it, then leaned back against me with a sigh and drank. See, said Dad, waiting works, crying doesn't. And they learned that lesson, you know, and they were able to wait. You know, we'd wait in waiting rooms of the doctor's office and all kinds of places, and they were just so good. You know, they knew they had to sit and wait. So I began to appreciate this kind of spoiling is bad philosophy.
Especially important if you're living in a country where no matter how much noise you make, you're not going to get your needs met as an adult. You know, best to learn early on that you won't have people bowing down to you.
Yeah, because you don't have power and privilege. You don't have anything. So it was a necessary lesson, although it was painful for me to see it.
We believe in freedom and rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until the killing of black men, black mothers' sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mothers' sons. We who believe in